Hi, my name is Jalen. I'm from Honors World History 7th Hour, and my topic is the decolonization of Kenya.
So what was colonized Kenya like?
It was, well, the British, the blacks, also known as the Kikuyu, were oppressed. So they were living in huts and trash areas while the British were living in houses and apartments, all that kind of stuff. So they had supplies due to the British, but the Kenyans had little to nothing. They were supplied with food while they worked, but that's pretty much it.
And so what event caused like the decolonization?
There was no like specific event that caused the decolonization. It was more things happening over time, such as the British putting on more and more rules. Like, let's say a Kikuyu person said, oh, well, this isn't a rule, so we're fine to do that. And the British are like, no, that we will make that a rule. And eventually people are just like, we're done with your crap.
And so what did the people do?
Well, men and some women would ravage police stations, kill the policemen, override them, take the weapons, and then would just go on a killing spree.
And so, did this really help the cause?
Yes, it helped the cause. It made the British a little more scared of the Kikuyu, and also the British did not know the land like the Kikuyu people knew it, so that's why the Kikuyu had an advantage during the fighting.
And so what did this lead to?
This led to freedom of Kenya. A man named Komo Kenyatta was their representative, and he became like the first prime minister.
And so what did this prime minister do?
He took the laws that were unjust from the British and destroyed them all, and made new laws and new social status for people.
Do you have any final words?
Any final words? Wakanda forever.
Thank you.